I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next on the agenda is roll call, and we have everybody here tonight. And then citizen input, and Linda Olson wanted to address the council, but we've already handled that administratively. But at the same time, the Park and Rec Committee, we're going to be contacting you about discussing porta potties and air toys in the parks. See if you want to bring that before the council or not. So that was her question that she brought before us. So do we have any citizens in the audience that would like to address the council? We'll give you up to 5 minutes. And when you come to the mic, please give us your name and address. So if you raise your hands, I'll acknowledge you. Okay, then I'll close the citizen input time. Do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Gina first. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes. How about the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Ken Johnson first. Who was second? Dan? Any discussion on that one? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes also. And we'll go to 4.1, First Avenue, Stage 2, preliminary signing and illumination. Robert Romine, you want to come on up?
Thanks for having me back. I was wondering if I was going to make it here on time. I'm glad I had some traffic on Highway 28. I was just starting to worry about it. I'm Bob Romine, project engineer for WASDOT. I'm here to represent the project stage 2 Othello intersection improvement. And I just wanted to touch base. It's been a while since I've been here. I just kind of update the city council, and there's some design considerations I just kind of want to throw by them just to get some input. So with that, I'll just jump right into it. First of all, does the city council need to be refreshed on what the overall picture of the intersection improvement project is about?
Everybody remember? Yes? Okay, go ahead.
You want me to go back and just recap?
No, everybody said they still remember that. So.
You can hear me okay? Okay, very good. I want to bounce back and forth between the computer. First thing, I got a series, and I sent some to Eamon last Friday. I apologize for the lateness in getting them to you, but there was some tweaking to do on them. But there's a few things on this project that we still need to kind of just discuss briefly or in detail, whatever you guys need. But there's the cantilever signs. I know in the last workshop there was concerns of why do we have to have these monster signs there. Well, the big reason why is just to make sure people understand which way to go. And the discussion was, do we put them on the side of the road? Generally, that doesn't work so well. People drive right by them, like a lot of signs on the side. So, yes, I do believe that these are very important parts to this project, especially since we're redirecting the traffic through the city network. I did send those to you, so I can kind of go through some of those pictures or the descriptions. So I'm going to leave that up to the council where you want to go with the discussion on the cantilevered signs.
Want to see the signs again?
On. So there's no issues on camera?
Still going, yeah.
Making my job easy tonight, I hope. Okay, so with that, I do have some concerns. We did talk about the one-ways down there on Columbia and Waluk. That is where we wound up. Yes, we will be looking at rebuilding those to take the additional traffic. But there is a concern I have in design is when we convert those to one-ways, currently they're two-way traffic with shoulders. We're going to leave a lot of asphalt out there. I do have concern about confusion, people making sure that they're one-ways, they understand it, they don't go to old habits and try to do a two-way traffic pattern in a one-way road. A lot of asphalt out there with that. I'm going to kind of go through a few slides just to kind of express what I'm seeing here. And then again, it's city council input is very important on this piece as well. The solution that we're looking at right now is just striping it. Because if something were ever changed down the road and you want to convert it back to two-way traffic, I think that's probably something that's probably best. Also, from a cost estimate way, if we were to try to bring the sidewalks and the curbing in and narrow those roads down. We don't have the budget for it. There are some low-cost features that we could try to do, and then again, I'll have to see if I can work it in. But right now, I'm just here to get some input from the city council, just to feedback. Appreciate it. So with that, I'm going to go to a couple displays, just kind of talk through it. I can use this slide, and this would also apply for Columbia Animal Loop, both. Basically, you have the same road, just two different roads. What we have here is, you know, what we have right, well, I hope I grabbed the right one. Okay, good. Whichever one you want to look at, I'll try not to point in anybody's eyes. We have 40-foot width out there, and when we convert it down to a one-lane road, we have a pretty wide lane out there. And the concept is we could have some 12-foot parking lanes out there, and a 16-foot lane, and I think the 16-foot lane is actually not a bad idea because you're going to funnel a lot of trucks through there. It gives them a little bit more wiggle room. My big concern is when you start having 12-foot shoulders out here, well, people start thinking, oh, it's a two-lane road. So we can stripe it. There's different ways to stripe it. We can kind of narrow up the parking lanes by putting in a faux bike lane, like a 4-foot lane right there, just an extra stripe. That would help do it. I'm not sure what your bicycling plan is in this community at all. I'm not aware of any, to be honest. And it might be the only two you have in the whole city. So it's kind of like an odd duck here. But it's just one way to further delineate. There's parking lanes, and then there's a single lane. I'm just looking for solutions to this little problem that I got. You guys are the ones that are going to live with it at the end. So I just want to make sure that you guys have some thoughts on it. Or we can leave it at 12-foot parking. And stripe the lane. So just kind of looking for a little feedback on that. And this pretty much shows what I'm talking about. You can see you got a lot of width on both sides, and then you have the traffic like that. So any thoughts on this at all?
Well, I'm all for the parking. That's both sides, correct?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Parking on both sides?
Yeah, we recognize parking is based off previous discussions with the council. That is something that's very important to you as a business, maintaining any parking around businesses. 12-foot is, you know, our standard parking lane runs from 10 to 9 feet typically. That's a typical parking lane. So you got a little bit more asphalt, and I'm just a little concerned that will that raise any confusion to the community or not. And that's about all I really have on this item itself. I can show you another low-cost one where we looked at building a little like extruded curb and then bumping everything out a little bit. The extruded curb you can pull off the roadway later on if you wanted to change it. The whole idea is it maintains some flexibility down the road pretty much. And I'll go to that just to kind of show you what I'm talking about. Enlarge that a little more. Can you see it fine?
We can see it, I believe.
Bigger?
No.
Okay.
It looks like it's fine.
What I was talking about as far as little curbing is, you know, you have your existing sidewalk curb right here. We could build these little extruded islands, maintaining a little curbing for stormwater flow off the roadway. Just bump it out so we can reduce the parking lanes a little bit, just to minimize the asphalt width out there. And we can pull this into a little smaller lane or leave it at 16, but we can still have the parking lanes out there. So I'm just kind of seeing if that's something that would work for you guys, or it's just something I was not worried about it. It's a preference thing.
I'm not worried about it myself, but how does council feel?
I don't think it's necessary. You know, like you said, it's going to be confusing for the public to start with. And no matter what we do, it's going to be confusing until people get used to it. But I think if we throw those out there, that would be actually more, I could see people running into those a whole lot more.
Running into it?
Yep.
We still have the width on the sides, you know, it's just a way to kind of restrict if down the road. So if you don't really see a need for it, that's fine. I was figuring out try a way to work it into the budget if that was something you guys are looking for.
Part of the turn sign, could it say one way, one lane traffic or something like that? So as they're turning, they see that?
Yeah. Sometimes people don't see signs, they just see asphalt out there from experience. So that's my concern, plain and simple. Sometimes when you see a lot of asphalt and you see one lane, it violates the driver's expectancy. That's something we've thrown out in the past, but that's something we really have to consider, you know, in transportation. I think striping will be adequate. I wasn't sure how the city felt about it, but, you know, we can go with the striping and see how it works out. However, if something does occur once the project's done, then we'll probably say we're done unless you guys get some grants to do something else.
What would you comfortable with that?
So you can live with the striping?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Last thing on this is just one access on First Street. I'll just touch this briefly.
Well, before we move on, we talked to Don DeBerg.
Okay.
About a couple of issues on Columbia Street. And have you visited with him at all, or?
Don, he works in my office.
Oh, okay. Have you guys visited at all about, we have a storm drain on the Broadway side, the west end, that needs to be raised, and then a line ran over across the street, I believe it is.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Down the street, the same side as the grade, bring it down over the rest of that hill.
Is this what you guys want to do?
Well, it's something that we need to address in that corner, because that lane of traffic right there next to that warehouse.
Floods.
To answer your concerns and questions, if we're not impacting it, we don't have the money for it, plain and simple. I had to go back this last week and ask for additional funds for this project. If we're not impacting anything out here, it's not part of the project. If it's a pre-existing condition, not if we're not changing any of the water regime off the highway and we're not impacting the stormwater system, I can't afford to do anything with it, plain and simple. On that, and I apologize for that, but there's not a lot of money left in this budget for additional water line or sewer line work or whatever we have out there.
So where do you guys start the street work on that end, you know?
We'll mill and fill basically somewhere right around. We have the radius returns. If there's something I can do with an inlet, fine, but if it means tearing up the road to redo a line across Broadway, I don't have it. I don't have the money. I really don't. I actually had to go and ask for more. I'll admit to this, we had a little bust in our estimate. My office's responsibility, we had to go back to the well to ask for more on that. So anything else, I don't know where I'm going to find the money to do anything additional, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, because we had another issue at the opposite end, and that is there's a water line that goes under the road right there that's 18 inches.
On First Street?
Yes.
And what's the issue there?
Only 18 inches deep.
Deep, yeah.
Okay, to that again, back to the budget. If you guys want to deal with some of these, I'm going to call them enhancements or something that was a pre-existing condition. If you want to do it, maybe we can do some kind of a local agency agreement where you guys come up with some money we can incorporate into the project. And that would probably be the best, and you can just do it while we have the road opened up. When we mill out the old asphalt, put some surfacing down, before we do all that, once we tear out the road, maybe we can do something under the contract where if the city of Bethel has some money to help pay for this work, then we can incorporate it into the contract. I don't have the money to do any, I'm going to call them enhancements because it really isn't part of the project. We're really not impacting it, so That's kind of where I, that's my stance right now. There's
yeah, that's fine. We'd be interested in maybe you could visit with Terry about at least getting a price back to us, because there are issues that we'd like to look at and decide as a council whether that's we want to put up the money to do it, because that flood's pretty bad down there.
Yeah.
And that line's not very far under the road.
Yeah.
18 inches. And
right. Now, if it's like a surface thing.
We keep busting it and water comes to the surface. And
right. Yeah, I understand that. And again, like I say, if there's anything that we're doing to change the regime of the stormwater off of milling and rebuilding that asphalt, then I'm looking at it. If it's something that's a pre-existing condition due to the water line layout or the sewer line layout or the stormwater sewer layout, I don't really have the money for that. It's not part of the scope. But then again, if you want to do something, come up with money to add it to the project, we'll be listening to you on that. It makes sense to do it while the road's opened up.
That's okay, council, to get a price? Yeah, we'd like to see what it costs us to have that added to it, because you already turned the road up, so.
Well, then I would suggest talking to Osborne Gray, I guess, to see what they have for your system, what you're looking for on that.
Okay.
I'm purely here for the intersection.
Okay. No problem.
Sorry.
I got another issue here, too.
Go ahead, Ken.
What about future maintenance of those two streets, being we're going to be impacted from the city? As far as the extra traffic and whatnot, what about maintenance on those streets, repair of pavement or substructure or whatever? Is that going to be the responsibility of WSDOT, or is it going to be back to us?
It'll be the city's once we're done. We're rebuilding it to handle the new loads.
Okay.
The roads are already in bad shape, so we're going to leave something better behind. But as far as long-term maintenance, it will be the city's responsibility to maintain.
How many inches of asphalt goes down on those?
I don't have that recommendation yet. But my guess is you're probably looking at anywhere from 3/4 to a foot of surfacing and then probably 4 to 6 inches of asphalt. And that's just a swag right now, but that's kind of like what I'm looking at.
Yeah, because there'd be some pretty big trucks. So.
Yeah, it'll be designed to truck. To handle the percent trucks. That's how we design our asphalt pavements, is we look at the percentage of trucks and then we build and we design accordingly to that.
Good.
Okay. Okay, last one. I'll be real quick on this because it'll probably be a little sore spot. It's one axis on First Street. There's a width issue, and I'll go quickly to that, and then that's the last piece that I got to cover, and then I'll open up to any other questions on the project. This one here is a gas station right here. This is heading north on First Street. What we have here is this is another concern for traffic flow and reducing points of conflict. There's this one axis right here to this property, and I'm not sure the history of it, so I'm probably going to ask how we got there. But city standards is 40 feet for an access opening. What we have out there is a 96-foot one. What I'm asking for is there a consideration for the city to possibly reduce this access down to the city standard? And I ask for that is because when you have a wide opening like this, it's that big, much more of a conflict area as people are turning this way and you got movements coming up here. I don't know if there's been an operational issue or not, but I just want to bring it to your attention. And if you guys just let me know what you're thinking about, if that's something you guys want to consider, or just leave it alone. But just because it doesn't meet the current city standards, and it is a 100-foot access is a pretty wide opening, and people will use it accordingly, so I have a little concern about that. I just want to bring it to your attention and any feedback on this one as well.
I know why it's there. We had a burger place there for years.
Yes, there used to be another building south of that one right there.
South, right over here or something?
Yes, there used to be another business there.
So it's kind of like a long-standing access.
So.
And I know Burger King has another access over here, and of course this one right here, people use it, but I just want to bring it to your attention. I do have a little concern about that, just due to the width of that thing. It doesn't meet city standard. Any possibility of reducing that?
So who are you talking about? Us paying for that, or are you paying
No, I'll put it into the contract. We already got some sidewalk work in that area. I do have the money to cover this work, but then again, it's within city limits. So I'm asking for input.
I don't know.
I can see what you're saying. Somebody can try to pull out when somebody comes around the corner at the same time.
Yeah.
OK. be an issue.
Just trying to make it a little safer.
Any problems with that, Council?
No.
They like it. So.
Leave it alone?
No, you can go ahead and move it up to that driveway that you're talking about.
40 foot.
The 40 really? Foot width up there.
Okay. All right, well done. But I think I'm going to be done now. But I will answer any questions if you have any. Still shooting for advertisement on this project around December because I need to get in and do that one intersection of the spur where it ties into 24. The water table is at its lowest in February. Didn't work out so well for me the last project, but that still was the lowest point of the water table at that time of year. And that's why I'm shooting for that ad in December instead of trying to come back. And it's also the low time for trucking. So we're really shooting for that December ad date. So we're really pushing now to get this thing up and ready to go for ad. So if you have any questions, Eamon.
So this will come back to us for final approval, or is this the approval we're doing right now?
I can make another trip down here. It's fine. I mean, I'm going to have a final. The concepts that we've laid out and agreed to back in last winter haven't changed.
Oh, okay.
You know, I ran into a little funding issue, and I got that resolved actually this morning, so I was really relieved to see that. I don't anticipate any other changes at this point in time. We're just going to put the pedal down on the metal and go.
Oh, okay.
Get this thing ready to go. I can make another trip down here for a final presentation of the project if the council wants that. Okay, what I will do is I'll send Eamon an FYI packet of the project so you can share it with them, and if they have any questions, that would be a pretty good thing to do.
Any questions from council? For Bob? No? Well, thank you for coming down.
Wow, thank you very much.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming again. Okay, 4.2, consideration of swim team contract. Molly.
Good evening, Council. Okay, I am here to recommend approval of the 2012 swim team contract between the Barracuda Swim Team and the Othello Community Pool. Beginning June 11th, we are asking that council, or which is today, council recommends, our pool council recommends swim team operate under the terms of the new 2012 agreement. The week prior to last week, they were operating under the 2011 agreement until we came to a final decision. So in this agreement, the Barracudas will train Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. They'll use the pool for 6 swim meets throughout the season, various Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, June 12th to July 25th. As for the contract fees, it will be $44 a day for training purposes. That will be per 2 lifeguard staff. It'll be $130 per swim meet, which includes 2 lifeguard staffed at that meet. And this meet fee was revised from 2011, which consisted of a $50 per meet fee and an $11 hourly fee. And that was for 2 lifeguards as well. So the fees, I believe, changed about $3. So we recommend council approve the 2012 swimming pool use agreement.
Any comments or questions? Or anybody on the committee want to speak?
I think we were all agreeable and went really quick on our last discussion, and we're going to go with this, and then this fall we will take a look at it again and work from there.
Okay, so do I hear a motion to approve the swim team contract?
So moved.
Charles first.
Second.
Okay, Gina second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes unanimously. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
Okay, 4.3, acceptance of Scutney Street traffic revision. Chief Dennegan.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, good evening. At our last workshop, we talked about the traffic study and the problem that we were experiencing at Scutney and 7th Street. with the buildup of the housing developments and things, it's a higher pedestrian traffic area now. And we brought the idea to you that we should probably just turn that into a four-way stop. That was the recommendation from our engineering group and the traffic study. It would also be my recommendation, and I believe the rest of the staff, Terry, is all on board with this as well. At that workshop meeting, I did tell you that I would bring back numbers this time. I've got numbers from Terry, and he believes that he can put that stop sign up, take the little median center out of there, and labor and materials be $272.50. So it's fairly nominal to turn the intersection into a four-way stop. What will be a little bit more tricky will be the public education piece, and we'll actually have to work on some overtime and post officers down there to kind of help direct traffic and things like that. It should be a little bit easy now with school being out. If we get it done, we can have that all, everybody used to it prior to school starting, but that would be the big educational push is during the school year. So at this time, the staff would recommend and request that we pass that and you accept the change to that intersection. What we need is a motion from someone to do that.
Any questions for Steve? Okay, do I hear a motion to move that the intersection of South 7th and Scrutiny Road be redesigned according to the engineer's recommendations and the cost be paid from PW Public Works?
I so move.
Okay, Ken first, Dan second then? Okay, any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, great, that passes. Thank you, Bob, for bringing that to our attention over there. So hopefully they'll take care of the problem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, resolution to authorize the use of city property for the fourth, did I just jump down? Mm-hmm. I did, 4.4. Coyote Ridge work crew agreement. Terry, oh, there you are.
Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the Coyote Ridge contract. It's a yearly contract. We bring it back through every year for council's approval. The hourly rate is $1.45 per person, same as last year or currently now, and 0.485 cents per mile for the van. So they help us out tremendously in the parks. We budgeted $20,000 for the year for their staff. So we'd like to see council reapprove that tonight for the Coyote Ridge.
Questions or comments?
Terry, are all of the inmates kept under their own security guard now?
Yes. Yes,
they're they don't get broken out?
Nope, they're supervised by the guard. We give them their duties for the day. We send them to the park. They all go in their van. They don't use any city vehicles. They're not on any rider mowers. It's all walk-behind mowers and weed eaters and blowers.
So they pretty much stay in the parks?
Yeah, they're in the parks, curb and gutter for street use, for pulling weeds, painting hydrants, cleaning up some of the right-of-ways.
We don't have any problem with the union interfering with this portion of the labor, is that correct?
No.
They're agreeable with what we're doing. They
yes.
always have been in the past, at least.
We're pretty lucky to get him back. You remember we lost him.
Yeah.
Our parks look really nice. So tell him thank you, too.
Okay.
They do appreciate that. So do I hear a motion to accept the agreement with the Coyote Ridge for another year of service?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Ken Johnson first, Dan second. Okay. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes. Thank you. Surplus property policy and procedures. Catherine.
This is presented to the council for your consideration as adopting it to provide direction to staff as to the disposal of surplus property. There is no statutory requirement that the city adopt a policy. However, several jurisdictions find it helpful for staff to have such a policy in effect so they know in advance what their options are for disposing of surplus property. I know we had a question arise not too long ago regarding some property in a
questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to accept the agreement with Coyote Ridge? Oops. Did you move forward? Did I? Are you forward?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm on the policy.
Here we go.
Surplus property.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the surplus property policy?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, I'll second.
Gina first. Charles second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, great. That passes. Okay, resolution to approve the 6-year transportation improvement program. Terry.
We have a 6-year street plan here that we brought to council at the workshop. We threw some things in here, grouped some things together, went over it as Eamon did last workshop here, and really nothing's changed. We just kind of categorized it up. It doesn't have a priority side to it. No matter what it's listed here, that isn't a priority. You can pick and choose from the list whatever you want. But tonight we'd like to ask council to approve the 6-year street plan.
Questions? You want to add anything, change anything? We can always add through the year also if we decide we want to do that, correct, Eamon?
That was my question, if we could add or subtract as the year goes through.
If something comes up and the council feels like they want it on there, we can do that.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I hear a motion to adopt the 2013 through 2018 six-year transportation improvement program, STIP.
I'll make that motion.
Gina first.
I'll second it.
Ken Keeler second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, opposed, the same? All right, that passes. Thank you. Resolution to authorize use of city property for the 4th of July. Debbie. Who?
Molly.
Oh, Molly's going to do that? Okay, that's fine.
Debbie's done it in the past.
Oh, okay. Molly!
Okay. Why you should stay around.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I am here to ask for approval for the resolution to use city property, the streets, and parks for the annual 4th of July celebration and the events that entails. I apologize, this memo is quite lengthy, so I will summarize it. The activities that are currently scheduled for the 4th of July celebration include a fun run, Rotary breakfast, parade, flag raising, veterans event, game activities, various entertainment acts, and fireworks show. The 4th of July committee, which is which encompasses a couple Chamber of Commerce members as well as other community members, they will work in coordination, setting this day up with the Othello Police Department and also our Public Works Department, as well as the Fire Department. The day prior to the event, cones will be placed out for the parade and also for the fun run on street corners. The morning of the event, Public Works will have staff that will help barricade streets to allow for emergency vehicle access for the parade or throughout the parade. We estimate that the day's expenses will not exceed $1,450. That includes trash disposal, porta potties, as well as the two Public Works employees that will be staffed during this event. So given this information, we are asking for the council to approve the resolution for city and street use for the 4th of July celebration at Lions Park and along the streets of Othello.
Questions? Okay, so do I hear a motion to approve the resolution authorizing use of city property and public right-of-way for the 4th of July festivities to be held on Wednesday, July 4th, 2012?
Make that motion.
Mark Snyder first.
I'll second.
Charles second. Any further questions or comments? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Did a great job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have any unfinished business? Okay, new business? No new business? Okay, mayor's announcements. The quarterly regional Adams County Mayor's Luncheon will be this Wednesday at noon at the Othello Senior Center. And Paul Stoker from Guama will be the speaker there. So if anybody would like to come, welcome to come, council. So, and then we will now go into executive session. Read those real quick. Council will now adjourn into executive session pursuant of RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, parentheses B, to consider the selection of a site or acquisition of real estate by the lease or purchase. The executive session expected to last 25 minutes, this one, and no action will be taken during the executive session. And we'll have two executive sessions, one right on top of the other. The council will also adjourn into executive session pursuant of RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, parentheses I, to discuss the legal counsel representing the agency matters relating to agency enforcement actions, or to discuss, where are we at here, with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, a governing body, or a member acting in an official capacity is or is likely to become a party from public knowledge separates the discussion is likely to result in adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. The executive session is expected to last about 30 minutes, a total of 55 minutes. No action will be taken during this executive session. Thank you.